Brothers Scott and Grant Hutchinson lead the Scottish band Frightened Rabbit. They started as a guitar and drums duo and are now a four-piece whose second album, Midnight Organ Fight, was very well received last year. We'll start things off in the studio with Good Arms versus Bad Arms.
Back, but I want to kill him.
Well, that is an auspicious beginning. That is Frightened Rabbit playing live for us today, and that is Good Arms versus Bad Arms, one from the second album, The Midnight Organ Fight, which, you know, this is not one of those albums that hides itself as to what it's about. This is a breakup. Absolutely. A breakup album.
It is.
Would the breakup E, how would she feel about this album? Would she agree with your assessment?
I hope so. I think it's an honest reflection of the way things went down, if you like. But, you know, there's two sides. I figure if she wrote an album, it would sound pretty much the same. I mean, content-wise. You know, prettier voice and stuff like that. But
indeed.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I hope it's a kind of, you know, real assessment and that it does it justice, I guess. But yeah, as to the specifics, I'm not sure how she feels exactly.
You're brutally honest about, and hard on yourself, perhaps. Hard on her, too. But
maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the appeal of the record.
Yeah, it doesn't, I guess. You know, there's no point in trying to, you know, prettify what is essentially, you know, quite a traumatic event in anyone's life, I guess. I don't think it's... You know, I think it's unfair to like underestimate the importance of when these things happen. So, and to me, it was certainly important. So, hence, you know, the record arrived on my lap, if you like.
Did it all come out pretty fast, the writing?
Yeah, aside from four songs, the majority was written and demoed all within the space of essentially like a 2 to 3 week period, I guess. And I hope it plays out like that in the sense that, you know, you can really feel there's a certain box of my life encapsulated in the record.
Now, what do you have to do? Break up with someone else to write another album? Or what are you writing happy songs now? Or what's
going on? My current girlfriend has promised to break up with me at a random time just so I can... I think I covered it in that record. I'm really excited about the challenge of writing about something else.
Right.
You know? Plus, it's been a good year.
Oh, it seems like it. You know, I was just on the web and I was watching an interview with... Scott, with you and Grant backstage at Tea in the Park.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like you just had a really great gig. Hometown gig. You know, people don't know about Tea in the Park. It's a summer festival that... bands from all over. I mean,
they do. It's you know, it's your usual suspects are there, but they also really encourage Scottish acts to be there. We were just back from our US tour, the first Midnight Organ Fight tour. And, you know, we weren't really aware of how things were going down in Scotland. Everything was moving fine here, but we got back home, like, and then maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks later, we were at Tea in the Park, and to that reception, it was pretty wonderful.
And people singing along, and
oh, yes.
That is so fabulous. Well, you know, it's interesting, the connection between the U.S. and what's happening in Glasgow, because... you mentioned in that interview that the guy who booked you at Tea in the Park actually saw you at South By in Austin, right?
This was the first time he saw us.
You're kidding. He never saw you at home.
He's a Glasgow resident, the main kind of, you know, promoter in Glasgow, and it took him to come all the way to Austin to see us. So I'm glad he did, though.
Yeah, well, absolutely, absolutely. Frightened Rabbit is our guest today, and what's up next?
This is called Old Fashioned. We'll be right back.
sea. We will waltz across the carpet. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. So give me the soft, soft static of the open fire and the shuffle of our feet. We could both get old fashioned, do it like they did in 43.
Old-fashioned Frightened Rabbit, our guest today on the World Cafe. Would I be way off base if saying that there's an element of country music in something? I mean, I could hear a banjo
right
version
after
of that.
Yeah.
there is. I mean, I think the kind of one of the reasons why perhaps we're sort of essentially more popular over here than we are in a lot of places in the UK is that country thing. But also, there's like a two-way street whereby Scotland has this, many people have this romantic notion of the US, and this the opposite, I feel, is true. So, you know, yeah, I kind of, when I started writing songs, I was listening to, like, Laura Cantrell and, you know, Ryan Adams, Whiskey Town. Wilco is one of my favorite bands of all time. So, yeah, I'm fascinated by that, and it's a sound that I love. It also seeps into so many Scottish bands as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's it. The point you bring up about this romantic notion of both places, you got to know by now that everybody kind of, and you probably laugh at this, they see Glasgow as this, ooh, romantic place. I got to go to Glasgow. And am I right that Glasgow is not unlike Philadelphia in its kind of
pretty gritty.
Unromantic.
Yeah.
Slightly unromantic.
There's a romance, you know, there, but a lot of Glasgow it's less touristy, you know. It's the kind of the ugly little sister of Edinburgh, I guess. So there's so much more. I feel like there's a lot more kind of heart and soul going on there than there is in Edinburgh, for sure.
Now, Grant, maybe you can explain this and going back to that Tea in the Park interview. You were talking about where you guys are originally from, Selkirk, and that's described as the borders. What does the borders mean?
Well, the borders is the area by the English-Scottish border.
Oh, okay.
Basically the most southern region of Scotland.
And how would you characterize that? As country?
It's rural. The nearest city to us is Edinburgh, which is about, 60 miles away?
40.
40,
yeah. It's rural for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely rural. I mean, you kind of, you either get out when you leave school or you never leave. It's kind of like that sort of place. But it's a great place to grow up. We had a great sort of music department at school. It was really encouraging and enthusiastic. So it definitely helped a lot and added quite a lot to the sound of the music, I guess, in a way.
Would Frightened Rabbits like play gigs there?
No, we're, you know what?
No, we are. We're gonna.
Oh, we would play gigs there. I thought, man, Remember when we were in high school and we played? We actually played in a covers band twice, called, which was called, really weirdly enough, before all this came about, it was called Friendly Badger. And remember that?
Yeah, we play
like Rage Against the Machine covers and stuff like that. And then I never even thought about that connection until now.
I thought about it, but... Oh, put it to the back of my mind.
So there's a children's book in here somewhere. Somewhere. Frightened Rabbit are playing live for us today. And what is next?
Next is Modern Leper.
Amongst you, are you tired human beings? He's got all things a cripple has not, two working arms and legs. Invite a part far from his system, dissolve in Scottish rain. But vitally, he doesn't miss me, he's too messed up to care. Is that you in front of me? Coming back, reading the words out in the sea. You must be the masochist. You love a modern rapper in his last leg, on his
That's the Modern Leper, the one that begins the new disc from our guest today, Frightened Rabbit, here on the World Cafe on Midnight Organ Fight. What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to play a song called The Twist right now.
Do the twist and the twisting affair. The loose tie with the loose limb wrists. Lift your dress enough to show me those shins. Let your hair stick to your forehead. Mm-hmm. Did you blush then when our hips touched? I can't tell, we are already red, I'm right. You give me the signs, is that pink mist or lit dry ice? So twist and whisper along, and I don't care, not in my ears. And twist yourself around me, any company you need. I need you. Tracker, then you won't mind. We could twist for a while as the night could be like. How quietly before it gets light. So twist and whisper the long name. I don't care, nor do my ears. Twist yourself when any company I need you need. I need you here. I need you here. Oh, I need you here.
And that is The Twist, finishing up our session today with Frightened Rabbit. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
For having us.
Best of luck in the States and elsewhere.
Cheers.
We'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.